Annals of Christian Education, page 335 and 336. And you'll notice in here that Sister White speaks about a day when the destiny of every soul will be fixed forever. Now, if that happens by death, of course, probation closes at death, that's one thing. But there's also a day when a person receives the mark of the beast or the seal of God, and his destiny is fixed forever. So this statement in this passage qualifies for speaking about the close of human probation. And notice what she says about a message connected with this. But there is a day that God hath appointed for the close of this world's history. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Prophecy is fast fulfilling. More, much more, should be said about these tremendously important subjects. The day is at hand when the destiny of every soul will be fixed forever. Great pain should be taken to keep this subject before the people. The solemn fact is to be kept not only before the people of the world, but before our own churches also, that the day of the Lord will come suddenly, unexpectedly. The fearful warning of the prophecy is addressed to every soul. Let no one feel that he is secure from the danger of being surprised. Let no one's interpretation of prophecy rob you of the conviction of the knowledge of the events which show that this great event is near at hand. Brothers and sisters, this study of Revelation 16 will be designed to not only identify the issues and sequences addressed in Revelation 16, but as the books of Daniel and Revelation go together, as they are one, as they bring each other to perfection, we will see that what's symbolized here in Revelation 16 strengthens the presentation of Daniel 11, 40 to 45 by identifying the same philosophical powers that are struggling. Only in Daniel 11, 40 to 45, they ultimately portray the king of the north between the seas and the holiest mountain coming to his end, which can be understood in the geography of the Bible as the valley of Megiddo or Armageddon. And in Revelation 16, we see that these same three powers are portrayed as leading the world to Armageddon. Now, from the upward look, page 277, we're told this: all are to hear the last message of warning. The prophecies in the book of Revelation, chapter 12 to 18, are being fulfilled. In the 18th chapter is recorded the very last call to the churches. This call is now to be given. In the 19th chapter, the time is pictured when the beast and the false prophet are taken and cast into a lake of fire. The